Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. I'm going to say it once, and I won't say it again. We have Dr. Heather Locks with us today. She has requested that we refer to her as Heather, okay? And, you know, as a side note, this is going to be a Q&A format today, and I have to say, of all the people in the medical profession that are in NECAN, something transitions when NECAN gets in them, that identity, that ego, that whatever it is, of all the years of education, whether they're a chiropractor, a registered nurse, a medical doctor, a podiatrist, the list goes on and on and on. It's like that ego goes away and they say, you know, you don't have to refer to me as a doctor or a medical practitioner, just I'm a human being too. And I think that's part of humans being more. And I would say that of you, Heather, as well, from the first time I met you on the phone to meeting you in person at a NECAN event a few years ago. It's just like, this is the type of people I want to be around, who really, really know how the body works, both physically and mentally. And you're a breath of fresh air. So thank you, first of all, for being on the call.
Man.
And yeah. The way this works is, if you've got questions, we've got answers. That was the marketing campaign strategy from Radio Shack a few years ago. I don't know if Radio Shack even exists anymore. But I'm gonna get us started. This is a question that I just received via email, and I responded with it with two quick testimonies, and it's kind of a big one. But Heather, what would you suggest? And maybe you can reference some things that you've observed during your time in NECAN for infertility.
Good one. That would be Dr. Naidu's information on lactoferrin and really getting a good night's sleep, but also repairing your body, creating that extra energy to be in a creative spot within your body to be fertile. So it's about, lactoferrin is the primary one there. Brody will tell you that men have to take it as well as the woman. It really depends on the man and the sperm count and all that. But it also depends on the woman and whether she's able to receive it. So it has to be synergistic. It has to be a co-creation, not one or the other.
Well, I feel good, and I've got this big, this little Cheshire grin on my face, because that's exactly the way I answered it. So I thought, okay, well, and that was a few minutes ago via email. Heather, when you talk about lactoferrin like that, I just took one, and it's totally dissolved now. I've still got a little bit of residual. I don't recommend this for those who are feeble in mouth, or feeble in heart, or in mind. However, I was standing outside for 3 hours in some really dense fog on a football field with my brother, working the chain gang for a playoff game for my nephew. And it wasn't that cold. I mean, I was suited up, had all the NECAN products on me, more so than I probably should care to admit. But the thermals, I was nice and warm, but my face was exposed, my ears a little bit underneath my hat. And this morning I woke up, had a little bit of a sniffle. So taking a lactoferrin, popping it open and dumping it under my tongue, and then a half a teaspoon of Jade's on top of it. Here's my question in all that. What's the benefit of dumping NECAN Wellness, as we call them, the vitamins, as we call them in our family? What's the benefit for dumping them under our tongues?
Go straight into your blood. Very simple. Go straight
okay.
in.
Straight in. Straight into the blood.
Straight into your blood.
Okay, and the reason I put that disclaimer on it, it's not for the feeble in mouth. 82 milligrams of ginger is really strong.
Yeah.
It'll wake you up. If the Ethiopian coffee beans that I consumed an hour before that, if that didn't do the job, well, the 82 milligrams of ginger. But I'll tell you, I can already feel the results in the whole ear, nose, throat. The runny nose that I picked up from last night, it's gone. It's just totally gone, and it's wonderful. So, hey, folks, go ahead.
I want to say something about that because I find you're a pretty healthy person, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. But you've worked on it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. You consistently work on it, and you're consistently monitoring your body and how it's responding to other elements in whether you're outside, whether you're inside, who you're around, what are the conditions that you're around. So you are constantly maintaining your processing and your elimination. Other people that are in a more desperate situation like I was, that won't happen for them. So being relatively healthy, your electrical system is correct, your lymphatic system is working, your blood system, your musculatory system, all your systems are pretty much working in conjunction in that innate intelligence that all of our bodies have. So that innate intelligence, I don't know how else to say it, that returns to homeostasis. But when we have an accident or an illness, injury or illness, then our systems are kind of screwed up, and it needs time to repair. What you're talking about, you're relatively healthy. You added 3 hours of being outside, and that kind of messed up your balance a little bit. So you took a lactoferrin and some green zymes and ginger. I love ginger. I chew on it all the time and have ginger tea, and my stomach really loves it. But for another person, that might not be enough. If they have a chronic issue, which most of us have. That's why I got into Neekin. I got into Neekin because of the integrity of the company, because it mimicked Mother Earth and nature. And I know our bodies are innately intelligent, that they're going to return to homeostasis. But we have to give it the things that it needs. And Neekin has all those things. And now with the grounding mat, OMG. OMG! I am just so excited.
Yeah.
OMG!
I knew that was going to come up in the fact of, you know, we've got this amazing product, and we always get excited about something new, and that's just the way human beings are wired. That it's exciting because hey, this is a brand new technology. This is something that's going to make our lives easier. All that. However, This is one of those things that I really, really feel that will take very little explanation. People will, you sit down and watch a 7-minute video like what I have seen. I've watched it several times now. I've emailed it out. I've texted it out to people. We watched it at an event last weekend in Tacoma. And I looked at the reaction of the people as we're watching it. I'm watching the people around the room. And the reaction on their faces spoke volumes. Go ahead.
I think this is going to take Neekin over the top again. This is like right back to the beginning with the insoles, how it was so revolutionary. Now we have a complete system. I thought it was completed when we did the cleanse and detox because I was always about, you know, processing and eliminating, feeding and nourishing and exiting, you know, so inhale and exhale. So input and output, there has to be a balance. So this grounding mat will repair our electrical systems that get damaged by stress or EMS or injury or illness that we haven't been able to repair because of the bombardment of everything in the world. So once that happens, it's very, very difficult, like it was for me, to get back to normal, back to my normal, my innate intelligence of my own body. I'm still not there. I'm still not there. Some days I'm still not there. So that virus is still inside of me.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like when a person develops cancer, they say, oh, I'm cancer-free. But I've been told, and I've read lots of articles and research, that you never, it's like once you get the flu or once you get chickenpox. Your body is never 100% free of that. You may not have
correct
the symptoms, and it's still in you, but your body has now built up a tolerance to it. And I want to throw in here, too, just as a reminder, I know we know this, but remember that all the nutritional products, I do take a lactoferrin every single day. They're geared, there's two things to remember. They're engineered for a 130 to 150 pound person. So if you weigh a little less than that or a little more than that, you need to kind of, deviate from the dosage. But the biggest thing, too, is they're designed for maintenance. So in normal, healthy living, it's maintenance. So the cleanse and detox, the digestion, you look at all, whichever one your body needs the most, it's for maintenance. So when your body comes under attack, I've been all over the page this week with multiple different things, with my brother and I's business, with our Nikan business, with family situations going, and it's all been good, but it's been a lot. And wanting to do some more things, but I can see how, hey, I need to up the dosage and then do it radically and dump it on my tongue. And I will have some more jade greenzymes later today under my tongue.
I love greenzymes. I love greenzymes. I can live on them. I have.
And I think that
helps other people to live, to be able to get back to yourself, your stomach, and everything else. I put people on that for a month, just water and greenzymes, and they've gotten better within the month.
Yeah, and that's
the
beauty. And you alluded to and you talked about, and I know we're going to get to some questions, so at any given point, you gotta just jump on in there and ask your question. But on the grounding mat, one other thing, and then I'll stop. What you're saying is exactly what I felt. It's exactly what I've read in the emails from Dennis and Ruth Williams, from Dave and Valerie Johnson, from other folks out there, that this is really revolutionary, because not unlike Robert and Ruth Lowe, who shared a few weeks ago, we don't all live near the beaches of San Diego, or Miami, Florida. I mean, nobody right now in Cape Cod, nobody wants to walk barefoot on the beach, because your feet are going to get cold really quick. This time of year. And so but if we can simulate that, and that's exactly what Nikan and many other companies have done. Just look it up on Google, go on Amazon. There are grounding mats and beds, blankets. They're all over the page, though, as far as the construction and the price. And if you just use a little bit of common sense, I think we can all agree and say, well, this makes sense. Look at the construction. Look at the pricing points. On and on. Look at the specials that Nikan has offered. It's really huge. So,
Dan, do you energy test?
I do all the time.
Okay. Great. Awesome. Thank you for answering my question. That's the first question I ask people. Do you know how to breathe? Do you know how to belly breathe?
And that's. Dave Johnson sent out an excellent email a few days ago on this and shows, and go on magneticleaders.com and just hunt and peck around, or go on YouTube and type in keywords, and you're going to see other people, not even related to Nikan, showing us how to energy test. I thought this was crazy years ago, and then I started going, wait a second, let's use a little bit of common sense here. This is not crazy after all. So, questions.
I have a question.
Go ahead. Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome. It seems like there's a lot of people having strokes lately, and I even read a couple of days ago that it's affecting younger and younger people. What can we use for helping them?
I would introduce them to breathing, and I would introduce them to testing for themselves. It empowers them to, and I would be their companion. I would be their company. I would listen to them. I would have their back. I would help them to see that they are a divine human being, and show them there's other things that can work for them. Everything works for somebody. So find out what works for them. Help them to discover that about themselves. That's the best thing I can do for anyone.
Thank you.
Heather?
You're welcome. Yes.
Is the lactoferrin a prebiotic and a probiotic?
Yes.
It's both.
Lactoferrin, we have about 28 to 29 types of lactoferrin in our bodies. What Dr. Naidu did was he was working, I think, for the UN in Africa, and he wanted to know why the children of Africa died when they had their mother's milk, which is the best milk in the world. It's the best food for a child. And so they discovered that those women didn't have this one type of lactoferrin, and that's the type of lactoferrin that Dr. Naidu produced. When he gave it to the mothers, the children stopped dying.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And let me put in a little commentary on that. Is our youngest daughter, Addie, was in the care of her biological mother in Ethiopia for the first 4 months of her life. But Mama Ilya, as we refer to her, she could not, I mean physically she could, but she was smart enough to make sure, being that she was HIV positive, not to breastfeed.
How beautiful.
So the downside of that, at 10 months when we brought her home to the U.S., it was several months in small dosages of lactoferrin and jades and immunity, getting it into her system to counteract what she didn't get. So it can be reversed and repaired and her immune system corrected, because she was very weak. She was very feeble. She had this just terrible, and it would bring, I gotta be careful because it'll bring tears to my eyes. She had this little bird-like whimper. And her mom even told us that she never, even though she couldn't, you know, take care of her properly, she never really got to that agonizing cry that, you know, some children go through. Addie didn't do that. So, but that was one of the things that we did to be proactive. And you can correct, and it can be corrected quickly.
You know, Vance, that's a great sentence right there. It can be corrected. So in your mind, you always believe that. Some people don't believe that. And, of course, it won't happen for them if they don't believe it. You have to believe in your own innate wisdom, your own body's beautifulness. You have to believe that, because it's the truth. And you believe that for Addie. So you got her all the things that she needed to become that again for herself, without her mother.
I have another question. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I just wrote down, believe it to have it, on my notes. I like those five words together after what you just said about it. Vertigo, another thing that I'm hearing so many people being affected by it, and it's pretty devastating when it happens.
So the vertigo is about electrical, and it can be, I think it's musculatory, but it's also nervous system. So once your electrical system is kind of messed up, you have like hay wiring. So there's wild wiring in the body, or it's disconnected. So the messages aren't getting correctly to the spots where it needs to. So you become, you get dizzy. You have vertigo. My mom had vertigo, still does. And she has other issues too, thyroid and those kinds of things. But I noticed when she puts magnets on, it is a lot better. A lot better.
Where does she put them?
She just has them on her wrist, actually.
Oh, okay.
And her ankles.
What about the crystals being in the wrong place?
The crystals can never be in the wrong place. Never. Crystals can never be in the wrong place. Crystals are crystals. They help you because they're an element of earth. And crystals have properties. And they can never be in the wrong place.
I'm kind of confused because I recently did have vertigo. And when I went to a balance center, they put a thing over my eyes, goggles, and it was pitch black. And she was watching on her screen when she did something with my head that showed that the crystals had moved from where they were supposed to be horizontally in both ears into a canal where they were not supposed to be.
What crystals?
Then,
what are you talking about? Because I thought you were talking about rocks.
Oh, no. In the inner ear, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Okay. So you had a technique or a medical procedure that showed how your body moved when you were laying down, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So when you're laying down, you're in a horizontal position. You are on the earth. Your body is in a different position. When do you get dizzy? When do you have vertigo when you're standing up or laying down?
Oh, when I ended up in the ER because I could not walk. It was no matter what I did, standing, sitting, I wasn't lying down. I was trying to walk, and it was just awful.
I believe your electrical system is off, so it doesn't send the right response to remedy the situation.
Once she got the crystals out of the horizontal canal, it definitely improved immediately. I had a long, many weeks afterwards of feeling kind of a lightheadedness, but not a vertigo experience again. But I've heard so many other people with the same thing.
There was a blockage there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing you say there was a blockage. The crystals were blocking it. So
okay.
When they moved from their position, they got unblocked.
Mm-hmm.
So then your body can repair itself appropriately.
Right.
When it's blocked, we're stuck, and we need to do something about that.
Okay.
Move it in some way, you know, have a procedure, you know, different things to do that.
Yeah. Okay.
I think all illnesses and all things are just blockages. Just we're stuck somewhere. Something
is there a way? Is there a way of preventing it from recurring?
Sure. Just keep asking yourself what's good for yourself.
Okay.
You know, ladies, I have to interject here because I'm looking at a couple of thoughts go through my mind. I think the one thing is that biggest question that Heather just addressed is what's good for me?
Mm-hmm.
I've watched people, I've done it myself, this is good for me, this could, or even asking the question, is this good for me, and energy testing ourselves. When I do an energy test on any Nikan product with somebody, whether it's the water, the insoles, the necklace, a wrap, in my mind, I know what's going to happen, because I know this is good for them. And if for some reason it's happened only a few times, I mean, very minor percentage, that it doesn't work the way I know it should, then we regroup and I start asking some more prevailing and some more penetrating questions to
yeah.
find out what's going on.
Yeah.
And the negativity that's in the world sometimes, that's why I would much rather be in our home and in our kitchen or in our living room or in our bedroom showing people our wellness home products rather than in a coffee shop, rather than someplace else, because our home is a controlled environment. And a lot of times we can think, oh, come on, can it really? Yes, it can be. And yes, it is, because we... As a first responder, we deal with drama all the time when people call 911, and one of our jobs is to bring that down. And as I'm looking at Dr. Laura, I think it's pronounced Conover, is her last name, and this is a 7-minute video that I've mentioned, I referred to. There's another video on YouTube, and it's titled What is Ground? And it's got over 1 million views, and it's just under 10 minutes long. But this all goes into the same thing, I think, Heather, that we, if we're willing to be honest and ask some questions, rather than, you know, stick our head in the sand and say, no, we'll just trust Western medicine. I don't know what to do, and I'm just going to take some more drugs or go get another surgery or that kind of thing. If we'll do that, then I think we're going to see, especially with this Kinko ground, a whole new world open up. Nancy has taken the lead, and I know there's other people that have got some amazing questions.
Vance?
Yes.
Excuse me, I've got a... what I'd like to know is, how does our new grounding mat compare with the PEMF mats that are on the market?
I never compare anything. I ask. I don't compare anything. I don't compare people. I don't compare products. I just don't compare. I don't think there's anything that's really comparable.
Okay.
Everything is... I trust Meekin because they have technologies that work all the time. It's an Integris company.
I agree. But my chiropractor was talking about the Beamer mat. I mean, we're talking about thousands of dollars. And so I was just doing some research.
When people talk about the Beamer mat, I talk about our Kenko Touch.
Okay. Well, no, I have not received mine yet. So I'm just really excited about receiving it and finding out what it will
do.
Me
too! Have
they been shipped yet?
I don't think so. I didn't get an email yet.
I haven't either.
The latest we've heard, and I'm going to refer to two gentlemen that I've received communications with this week. One on your question about the comparison thing, and then secondly on when they've been shipped. As soon as Meekin gets products into the warehouse coming from, and the grounding, the Kinko ground is coming from China, once they get them out of, you know, the Long Beach Harbor and cleared customs, get them into the warehouse, they have to be repackaged. But I've heard from people who, and I didn't make the calls this week to ask, I did last week and they didn't know, but they're looking at really, really soon, as in the next couple of days. So just,
awesome.
Just hang tight on that. But then going back to the comparison game, I love, Heather, the way you address that, because why again are we trying to compare something to something that is very overly priced? And why are certain products priced the way they are? It was because they can be.
Yeah.
Because of perceived value. And what David Jones shared, I believe it was last Saturday and a few weeks ago, is he actually didn't do the comparison game. He just asked the person, well, let's see how your body responds. And on that same product, I believe it was the same one, and she spent thousands of dollars on it, her body responds terribly. It was really bad. Or she was weak. And so it's a simple, and I know that seems like, oh, it can't be that easy. Yes, it can.
Yes,
if we're willing to ask the questions, how is your body responding to that?
It is pretty simple. All we have to do is remember to ask and remember to test. That's pretty much all we have to remember to ask. Ask your body. Your body is innately intelligent. It does things without you even noticing or knowing. You know, it's processing every single second of every single moment, processing everything that comes to us, whether it be through our senses or invisibly. It's always working on our behalf. We embodied, didn't we? We came here for a reason. Get into it. Get into it.
Hey, Heather?
Yeah?
I'm Celia and Murphy. I hope I didn't cut anybody off, but I'm excited to be on the call with you. I have my sister on the call with me, first time on the call, and I want to set her up. She has a question. Are you there, Kathy?
Yes.
Okay, this is Heather, and this is the Nikan Saturday AM call. There's several people on the call. It's about just asking a quick question, so Heather can respond, give you a response. So go ahead.
Do you know, good morning, do you know anything that will help increase the hemoglobin count? I have what's called watermelon stomach.
Do you know how to belly breathe? Do you remember how to belly breathe? It's certainly all
belly breathe.
And practicing belly breathing so that you can connect your mind to your body, to your emotions. It's the one thing that we can do for ourselves and it's the precursor to asking a question. You're going to have to ask your own question. Nobody else can answer your own question. You're the only one that can do it. And I know you can. Everybody has this ability. You need to learn how to belly breathe, first of all. That will connect your mind with your body, with your emotions. And then you ask questions. What will increase my hemoglobin? Will green giant increase my hemoglobin? I say yes. Your body may say differently. I say increase your water intake. I say breathe more consciously. Lay down and breathe. Rest. Sometimes we just keep going. We're so hard on ourselves. In this day and age, we just push ourselves too much. So rest. Resting is really, really important. Drinking enough water for your body is really, really important. It helps the cells work properly. Breathing is for the mind, for the synchronicity of your mind and your emotions and your body together. Breathing helps to connect it all together. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
I have a question, Mrs. Julia. Is there something she could take, I mean, other than doing the enzymes, the lactoferrin?
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
The enzymes, the jade enzymes, and then what about lactoferrin? Would that be something she could,
Absolutely.
Lactoferrin.
Lactoferrin, somebody asked the question whether it was a prebiotic or a probiotic, is both. It is a green enzyme. You can live on them. Green enzyme. And it will help you to nourish yourself, make them, along with water, help eliminate things from your cells that don't belong there really anymore. Mm-hmm. You have to give it things to be able to do that.
But she's learning, so that's what...
Yeah, we're all learning.
Yeah, we're all learning.
Mother Nature took me into her arms when I was a very little girl, and she showed me plant medicine and things like that. And this is why when Nikan came around into my life, I so loved it because of Mother Nature. Because of the way it follows nature. And the premise is they're working on health. They're researching health. They're on the paradigm. So I think we all get on this one line. And on the one side, there's sickness and illness and stress and bodily things and symptoms and that kind of thing. On the other end, is our divinity, our sovereignty, our wholeness, our health, total health. And I think we focus, especially here in the U.S., we focus on the sickness part. We focus on that end of the line instead of focusing on our health side. And Nikan does this. And they've always been very steadfast in it. They don't talk about illness, really. They talk about health. and the systems in the body and how the technologies help our systems in our body to come back to that focus of health.
You know, Heather, I'm replaying in my mind a conversation that years ago happened before we went to Ethiopia and added, you know, our third daughter to our family. Stacy and I had a standing lunch date. Every Tuesday, we went to our favorite little Mexican restaurant, and inevitably we got this one, and I wish I could remember her name. Wonderful little gal. And I remember when I just started becoming a little more adamant. I don't like ice water. And I said, can I get water with no ice, with lime? And this is before we had the Nikon sports bottle. And I'll never forget when I was a little more adamant. She said, are you Sikh? And I said, no, I'm not Sikh. I just don't like ice water. And that same premise, I think we as wellness consultants can be more proactive when somebody says, oh, are you getting a cold? No, I'm not getting anything, and I refuse to accept what you're trying to heap on me.
Yeah, so I get that. Oh, yeah. I heard about having things at room temperature from my daughter. My daughter had juvenile rheumatoid arthritis from when she was about 2 till she was about 8. She finally ended up in a wheelchair when she was 8, and we took her back to Peru, where I lived for 8 years, and they healed her. But one of the things, everything was at room temperature because your body is more able to assimilate it. It had to work hard. If it's too hot or if it's too cold, it's got to work at it to get it back, to get it into a temperature that it can assimilate it. And so you're just helping your body to not work so hard. So it's pretty simple.
It is, and it really, you know, these are things that you learn over time. And again, I think if we'll just take a common sense approach, common sense medicine, as Aristotle said, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. Again, that's simple, and that's been a fact and a proven, you know, just simple solution for hundreds and hundreds of years, that if we'll just regroup, rather than, as I was discussing with, well, my brother last night on the sidelines, and asked him a question, and I said, how is so-and-so doing, you know, with the 27 meds that they were taking?
Oh!
Yeah. And he said, well, shocker, but, you know, and he told me the answer to my question. But this person's not willing to take a common-sense approach, unfortunately.
Well, you know, I'm going to say something about that because that's what I had to go through. I had to go through a year of not remembering who I was and taking that medication. Once you get on medication, you don't have your right mind. You don't have your right body. You don't have your right emotions. You don't have the right decision-making qualities of yourself. I forgot who I was. I forgot everything. I mean, I remembered my name, but I forgot everything. And I was working in a nursing home. My parents owned a nursing home, and I was part of the transition team and part of the wound rounds and all kinds of things. But in that, it was like, these people, they're not in their right mind. So give them some compassion because they're not in their right mind. With the medications, they can't be. And all the side effects of all those medications, they're just not in themselves. They're just not themselves.
Yeah, and a matter of fact, you know, a simple side effect of that, as my brother and I were talking, he said, yeah, this individual, first time she'd bathed in 6 weeks.
Ah, yeah, there you go.
And I went, whoa, wow, yep. I go 2 days, even in the wintertime when you're not, you know, perspiring or sweating a lot. And it's like, well, yeah, somebody's ripe here, you know. So anyways, don't want to deviate too much on that. These questions that have been asked, first of all, I want to say thank you to all the ladies that have asked them. Really, really, and I think we've opened up a really good wellness can of worms, if there could be such a thing.
I like
it. Yeah, and we have to trust Neekin. We really, really do. A company that's been around and an innovator and a pioneer since 1975. This is not a fly-by-night, you know, operation where they're just coming up with all these things and you know, re-listening to Marty Jeffries address that from something he said 2 years ago, and it's even more timely today. Being with Dennis and Ruth Williams last weekend and watching and being on these calls on a regular basis, you can almost get information overload. But as Dr. Heather Locke, there, I've said it the second time, and that'll be the last, as Heather has leveraged her own experience and her own education in addressing some of these key things, let's listen to our body and go a little bit more. I will say, again, let's trust Neekin and let's help other people expand. We're not trying to close the deal, close the sale. We're trying to get them to open up a little more so they can see how great this company is. And when we do it ourselves and when we become, you know, our actions.
Become the role model. Become the role model. Trust it yourself, And that will radiate out from you. And it does, Dan. It really does.
It's been a ton of fun, and I kind of run on high energy all the time, except when I get to that point at night, 9:30, 10, 11 o'clock at night, then my body starts to go, hey, it's time to be horizontal. But I had a great compliment paid to me yesterday via a note from a gal that I had lunch with a few other people, and she immediately, you know, fired off a text to Stacy, my wife, and she said, oh, I got to have lunch with Vance. I feel like I need a nap. So I'm thinking that's a compliment. Maybe, I don't know. But hey, Heather Locks has been our guest today, and if you jumped on late and you missed that intro, SaturdayAMLive.com is where these conversations, as I call them, interviews, other people refer to them, are archived. There's a lot of information there, so check it out. And I will say again, I'll make my last plea, because we're into the third week now, well, actually the second week of homework. If you're looking for, or if you've never done, an out-of-the-box training session course, and it's not about gaining customers, although it is, because we change ourselves through the ICANN Attitude course, the ICANN Attitude tab on Saturday AM Live. It's got all the information there. Like I said, we're into lesson number 2, and if you want more intel or if you'd like to be a part of that, check it out. Listen to lesson 12. It's a 14-minute overview of the whole program. Pop me a text. 503-348-0749. The group we've got right now is just amazing. I mean, amazing, stellar. And I haven't tabulated it up, but I'm thinking we're about 450 to 500 collective years in Neekin. And when you hang around people, it's pretty intense. It's a great group. And we're learning together as we go. So, anyways, that's the intel about that. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. And I'm going to do this right quick.